Yeah, it picked up like 120 more people.
So when did Leo DiCaprio get on? Was that Ireland or UK?
He airlifted in via jet fighter over the Atlantic.
Yeah, I'm more asking, was that part of the movie in the UK, or does it not matter? Like, it wasn't trying to be accurate.
I think technically it might have been Ireland where he got on, but I'm not really sure. For sure.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sit Sock. We definitely didn't have a hiatus. My name's Kendrick.
I'm Kyle. We had a hiatus.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Joe. I never know Kevin. What you're talking about.
Who ate us? Somebody ate us?
Somebody ate us. And there's Kevin in the back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait, did we actually miss an episode? Is that what happened?
Oh, no.
That's
so what are you talking about this hiatus?
To decide.
He just said...
It's been like 75 weeks since we recorded.
I think it's 3, right? Like
no, 15.
Real time?
I have 8.
Real life time? Okay.
106.
Wait, you have
yeah, AIDS? It's about 1,000 degrees hotter than the last time we recorded.
Right. It is 1,000 degrees hotter, and Joe has AIDS.
No, aged it. Like
no,
geez.
He's like
AIDS?
Got somebody in his house helping him.
He's got
AIDS. Yeah. AIDS.
I've acquired AIDS.
No. Kevin. Well, Joe is doing some dumb shit. Who fucking cares? But Kevin. Was this your first international experience?
Yeah. This was the first time I left the country in 33 and three quarters years.
My God.
Yeah.
We
went all over our country as kids, like on little vacations and what have yous, but never actually left. So now as an adult, I have the ability, and I did.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we went to Ireland. My Megan and the kids actually left about a week before, and they went to Paris. And then we lined up the flights to where we both landed in Dublin about the same time. So I just didn't take as much time off of work. But yeah, went to Ireland. It was awesome.
Wonderful.
I'm trying to figure out where to begin, because I could rant about this probably the entire episode if you'd let me, but I don't think I should necessarily do that.
No, let's have a Kevisode.
Just start,
do it.
Start ranting. Man.
All right,
just go for it.
I'll rant. Okay. So we for most of the trip we stayed at the airport like 5 minutes from Dublin, from DIA or Dublin International, whatever they call it. And we went into, which is right next to Swords, Ireland, and what the heck, the other town. There's a couple little places right next to it, and it's really close to the ocean. And we have some friends there too, which is really cool to see them. The dude, we met him a couple years ago. He came to here. They're like acquaintances somehow, through Megan's family in a way, but. The dude works for Twitter. He's like a, or worked for Twitter for a long time. He's like a Regina type, like project management, technical skills type of guy. So we hung out with them quite a bit, and they have kids close to our kids, so they just ran around and played the whole time. But we would have visited tons of castles and ruins and what have you. Trim Castle was the one that I was really impressed with, because it's like 90% still there. Except for all the wooden bits kind of rotted away. But they did have like recently, like within the last 20 years or so, have built it up to where they put like modern
like reproductions?
Yeah, like stepways across the top and this and that. But everything stone is still in place.
Nice.
And they do tours and stuff and go over the history. And yeah, that was really cool, because a real life castle is way different than what you would like imagine from movies and video games,
right?
It's
a whole different animal.
Yeah Everything's tiny. Like they're like, this is the grand hall, and it's like as big as our living room, and you're like, wow, cool.
Yeah, so much of that stuff, like, it's all relative, because like, oh yeah, my grand hall, it's like, yeah, because everyone else is living in a 15 square foot hovel. This is the grand hall, which is the size of my bathroom.
Yep. So that was really cool. And they had like, it was in the city of Trim, Ireland, and is one of the oldest, like, still standing mostly there castles. And it had, you know, the whole massive gate still built around it.
Nice.
It had gone through multiple, like, I don't know what you'd call them, centuries of inhabitants, I guess.
Yep.
But they had like models inside, wooden models like built that showed like the main kind of like, here's the first iteration. And then, you know, this next 100 years, they ended up building a second kind of story on top of it. Yeah. Here's the next 100.
Another castle on my castle.
On top of the castle.
And then more castles.
Yep. Yeah. And, so that was really cool. That was pretty fun. And then we all stuffed ourselves into a car. There's six of us. And the roads, I'm terrified of the roads.
Absolutely insane.
It was crazy. Like, here's a 2-lane road, but then you have a tractor that takes up an entire lane and a half, like coming around the corner at like, and the speed limits are all 80 K an hour, which is like 50 or so miles per hour. So you're going through these little tiny things, and pretty soon there's a tractor that just pops out of some weeds, and you're like, what the fuck?
Out of nowhere, fucking feldspar.
Yeah. So the roads were terrifying, and the roundabouts were even more terrifying.
You don't slow down. Slowing down for roundabouts is a sign of weakness.
Yeah. And you have these major highways crossing at some points, and there's not stoplights anywhere, just like 4-lane roundabouts. And you're like, you don't know which lane to be in. And then you end up exiting the wrong exit, and it takes you like an extra 30 minutes to get where you're going.
Oof.
Insanity.
That's brutal. Yeah, that's why the game is to go to the center and just keep spiraling around it until you figure where the fuck you're supposed to go.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. And like my little tiny car is like a bigger car there. Like it's a luxury model.
Yep.
So
they got the tiny little cars out there.
Yeah. Just stuff like that was kind of mind blowing.
I'm loving this. Keep going, man.
Okay.
Like, I know Kyle has been to Ireland. Joe, have you been to Ireland?
I have not been to Ireland. I've only been to Scotland.
Okay. But yeah, so it's similar enough that I'm enjoying this because this is, you know, it's always fun to hear people's experiences when they first travel outside the country, because you don't think about what we take for granted, especially living here in the sort of semi-ruggedy area that you grew up in, that we all kind of sort of grew up near, where it's like, well, you got your 4-wheel drive, right? And out there, they're like, well, this is a 1-wheel drive, really. You don't need much more than that. And it's like, you know, this car weighs, it weighs 400 pounds. It weighs 410 pounds if the petrol's full. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I can... Two of us could move this car.
Yes. Easily.
The most
I was able to, like, drive when I was over there, and it was kind of cool because it was kind of scary, but it was pretty fucking fun. So.
Yeah, I never actually drove because the car we rented, the rental place charged obscene amounts to have multiple people driving.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't pay for it. We just did it. So,
yeah. So, gas price, insane.
Oh, yeah.
Per liter was like $2 and, or €2.20 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, multiply that 4 to get a gallon, and you're like at $8.50 or something like that per gallon.
Yeah, their gas prices are kind of like, why are you, you're not supposed to use this anymore. Stop.
Yeah.
You just walk. You stay in your area, you walk where you need to go, or take a bicycle.
And a lot of little diesel cars. Diesel's way cheaper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The little diesels are wild. Like, you never see those out here.
Yeah. That's what we were
driving.
Like,
Mercedes A-classes and shit.
It was called a Skoda. And it's like, Irish offshoot of Volkswagen. Ooh, very, very nice car. But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Skoda. It was a Skoda.
Skoda. I'll take you down to this town in the old Skoda.
Well, and that's one of those little like super lightweight compact cars that are like $1,000, right? Like, they're these little guys, and you're like, yeah, I mean, if you ever get in a wreck, you're dead. But like, super light, super cheap, kind of zippy. Like, man,
Yeah, tons of.
We just don't have those here.
Mercedes, Audis are everywhere.
Yep.
Then like Opel, Renault, all those foreign brands. The only one that was recognizable, and probably as much as they have here, was Ford. Fords are everywhere.
Well, they make Fords in Bulgaria, and I want to say they actually make them in the UK somewhere.
Like, oh, they have.
They actually manufacture them out there.
Yeah.
I only know that because I believe Ford Transits are all entirely made in, I want to say, Bulgaria, and then they ship them here to the States. But because of that, they're considered imports. And because of certain tax laws, they will ship them in with windows as passenger vans because the import fees are lower. And then they will send them to a plant in Detroit where they rip the seats out and replace the windows with metal panels because that's cheaper than paying the taxes on having them do that in Bulgaria and then ship them as is. That's my contribution. Huh. Carry on, sir.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know how to respond to that.
So then we hung out with our friend from Ireland, and we went over to Newgrange. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that. It's like these crazy bumps in the land. Basically, they dated them back like thousands and thousands of years before the pyramids. Like, they're the oldest monuments that are still standing in the world.
I've heard the name, but I've never been there. So yeah. That's really cool.
And we couldn't go up next to it. You could if you caught a tour, but we didn't catch it at the right time. But they had a really cool museum, and you could like kind of see it from afar, and it was pretty interesting. And we went to this place called Slane Castle, which the dude still lives. He's a lord. And it's on this massive chunk of land. It's a modern castle, but I guess they've had a whole bunch of bands play there, like U2, Metallica, blah, blah, blah. And they just, like, line people up on these giant grass hills around this castle and play live music there.
Fuck yeah.
But the son of the Lord, I don't remember the dude's name. We could Google it pretty easy. He turned the ancient, like, the old stable of the castle into a distillery. So there's Slane whiskey.
Nice.
I've been meaning to look around here and see if it possibly exists.
I have actually seen Slane. I have seen.
Oh, okay. Yep. Cool.
I don't remember where, but the name's familiar. Yeah. Slane.
Slain.
Ain.
Yeah. I was gonna look around and see if I could find some. It was very good. It was like really high end Jameson.
Irish whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah. Which we did do that too. We went and toured Jameson. Which was
that's
incredible.
A cool tour.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I think I just have to add my little snippet is that I am currently enjoying some whiskey out of a beautiful Jameson glass that Kevin brought back for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, got him some glasses. He Joe babysat sat our dog for like a huge chunk of the trip, so very appreciative.
I'm drinking some shitty American whiskey out of a Rocky glass somebody gave me 10 years ago, but that's fine.
And so did Kyle, so...
Yeah.
You just don't have to shout me out. I don't give a shit. Like, you're fine.
I'm still going to do it.
The important thing to remember is that I contributed nothing.
And then we went to... let's see. I have a list because we went so many places. I'm trying to remember. Dungarvan.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was... We took off in the car and stayed at Dungarvan for about 3 nights, which is way down... like further east, but still near the ocean. And that's where we took the ocean pictures that I put all over the place.
Nice.
Cause we were right on the, like on the beach there.
Hell yeah.
And, had tons of seafood, of course. Then when we were there, we went and saw this thing called Kells Priory, which was one of the coolest places because we went there and it was basically empty. But we had to cross like this giant open grassy field of sheep, and then you go down. Yep, and you go down into this like this village surrounded by this massive gate with kind of like tumbled ruins all inside of it. And it was a priory, and like you could tell where people's houses would have been, and then there was like the more protected center part of the priory, and I'm assuming churches and stuff inside of there, and it was just really cool. It was cool to see. And every place we went that was like ruins, they had a whole crew of people restoring some point of it, like delicately bringing it back to life.
Nice.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
That sounds like you had a great first time trip to Europe.
Yes, frankly. And a lot of that is thanks to Meg's grandparents, because they've gone to Ireland like 3 or 4 times before, and they kind of did this for it. They saved their money and were like, we want to take one more trip, but we want to take you guys and let you see everything. So
that's so nice. Like it people sometimes hate that, where they're like, oh, I gotta follow these guys around, but when you don't really know what you're doing, it's so nice to have a Sherpa who's like, no, come over here, walk down this weird unmarked path for a couple of miles and look at this cool ass thing. Yeah, it's so nice to have that.
It was really nice. And I mean, they're pushing 80, so they weren't like, a lot of times they were like taking us here and be like, here, you take the tickets and go do the exploring.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we've seen before. Experience it. So nice. We were really appreciative.
That's awesome.
That. Yeah.
That's super awesome.
And it was really cool. They knew what they were doing, and they pointed us in the right direction, and it was awesome.
So out of curiosity, just as an aside.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been your first time experiencing jet lag, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What were your thoughts on jet lag as an adult?
So
I'm just curious.
So getting there, I was I flew myself from here, and we booked Iceland Air.
Nice.
So Iceland Air a lot.
Iceland Air is really nice.
It was the nicest airline I've been on. So, and that's compared to like shitty U.S. airlines, of course, like Southwest and all them. But it was nice the whole time. I landed in Iceland. When I landed by myself, it was literally like I got on a tiny little tour bus, or like a standing bus, dropped us in the main area. I didn't have to go through customs, anything like that. And literally I stood for like 15 minutes and was back on the next plane. So,
oh, nice.
So
that's a nice tight turnaround. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really quick. It was like 7.5 hours from DIA to Iceland, and then another 2 hours down to Dublin. So it was pretty quick.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good trip.
And I got a little bit of sleep, but I was pretty tired when I got there. But the thing is, like, I got a really good night's sleep that night, and I felt like I was like already in the zone that next morning.
Hell yeah!
So jet lag.
You managed. So like, okay. So what time did you leave? Because this is something I'm always very obsessed with.
Left at like 4 p.m. our time.
Okay. And so you arrived at like, early morning?
It was like mid-morning there, I think.
Mid-morning. Okay.
Yeah.
And then were you just a zombie for that day, or?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of zombie through. I went, every single night drank beer on tap, had a pint. Smittix mostly. Nice. Smittix was like the
Smittix.
That was my go-to.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Smittix
is
so good.
Is legit. Did you get the Guinness? You had a Guinness, certainly.
Yes. Yeah. Had a couple
of
Guinnesses.
You have to have at least. It tastes different, doesn't it?
Yeah. On tap Guinness is way different.
It's different there than it is here.
But yeah, after that night, slept through, and I was pretty much good to go.
Nice.
But coming back, I swear we're still trying to catch up.
That's been one of the things. I have coworkers, and I have a coworker out right now who came out from the UK, and he's doing way better than I think he should. Because it's like, coming back blows. Like, it's so hard to come west.
It has been
brutal. For
whatever
reason.
Our sleep schedule's screwed. Like, we're going to bed super early and waking up early. I mean, that's not bad, but it's just like, we can't get back to where we were before. We've been trying, but it's not working. So the jet lag on land getting there was not as bad as I thought it'd be, but coming back has been pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's just a jet lag thing. I've been so tired lately. I don't know if it's just the change in the heat or
I blame the full moon.
Okay, that's not just me. So it's all you guys, because
it's like a lot of people I've heard.
Okay.
So
every day for like the last week, has just, like, every morning I've gotten up, I'm just like, God, I want to just go back to sleep.
Yeah, and I'm using my, like, CPAP now, so I'm supposed to not be tired, but I'm like, I wasn't for a while, and then all of a sudden I just started getting real sleepy again.
So,
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, my last 2 days, I've been up way too late, and I have been a walking fucking zombie all day. I thought it was the full moon. Is that... Does that affect you guys the same way?
I never not keep track, so
particularly.
Maybe I'll have to start to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. The weather there was fantastic. It was, like, cool and rainy the whole time. And
yeah,
it was just
I saw
wonderful.
Your pictures. You were lucky. It wasn't, like, pissing dune.
Yeah. There was a couple days that were just rained constantly, but I actually appreciate it. And then when we got back here, it's like, hey, welcome back to 100-degree dry weather. Not sure where you've been. But...
That's what it was like when I went to Seattle for, the 4th of July. Seattle 4th of July was like 60 degrees and raining, and then we came back to 100 degree Colorado. And I was like, man, why do I live here again?
So like, I just bought an evaporative cooler for the guild hall, the sala, and there's all these warnings on it that are like, don't run this indoors. Oh, you got to be careful for mildew and mold and everything. And
like, I don't think we're going to have that problem here.
I ran it for about an hour and a half and put about a gallon, maybe 2 gallons of water into the air, and you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's what the desert's for, guys. We're
All right, just to cap it off, just to end it real quick, we also saw the castle in Kilkenny, which was a modern castle. It was kind of cool, though. They did a tour. We saw the Rock of Cashel and Caer Castle, which were both extremely cool, kind of old school castles. They've turned into tours and this and that. And we went through the Titanic Museum, which was at the, they even had the original dock that they shipped people out to the Titanic on before it took off and crashed in the ocean.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
The Titanic started in Ireland?
No, it started in
New York,
England,
right?
And then it started in England, and then it stopped in Ireland, picked up more people, and then went.
Yeah, it picked up like 120 more people.
So when did Leo DiCaprio get on? Was that Ireland or UK?
He airlifted in via jet fighter over the Atlantic.
Yeah,
was that part of the movie in the UK, or does it not matter? Like, it wasn't trying to
be
accurate.
I think technically it might have been Ireland where he got on, but I'm not really sure. For sure.
Yeah, I don't remember. But
is that because of insert stereotype here that was shown in the movie?
Absolutely.
Yep. 100%. Well, all right, everybody.
Insert stereotype here.
So, yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe. That was a fantastic story. We'll get more tidbits, I'm sure, over the next few weeks as things occur to you.
Yep, that was like the Flash tour you guys got.
We just made Kevin talk for 20 minutes.
Yep.
So,
yes! That's the most he's talked this entire time that he's been on since.
All of it was procedurally generated by an artificial intelligence because Kevin still isn't real. So... Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.